me.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, and you.
Yo. a little bit of a chilling. A little bit of a different time for us today.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's a little bit weird. But what's happening?
I know we're gonna eat soon.
That's good.
Yeah, I got a random sale today on my BeatStars page from the marketplace.
Nothing wrong with that. I will say this on a food related note, so we don't get sidetracked. We will get back to that though. We will not forget about that. On a food related note though, over the weekend, I had something I don't know if I've ever had these. I had baked wings.
How was that?
They were amazing. Okay, so this place called Jack's Pizza and Wings here in Atlanta. And I ordered, I heard that I was looking for a place that had baked wings. And obviously they have baked wings. And they were, I don't know. I mean, I was actually trying to figure out if they were less greasy than like fried wings, you know? But here's the thing, you could get these things in about 10 different flavors. So there were a lot of options. I was like, I really wanted hot wings, but then I was like, let me not tear up my gut like that. So I went with the garlic parmesan wings.
Right.
And I got, I don't know how often you eat wings. Or do you like wings?
No, I really like, I guess you could just say they're chicken nuggets because I like boneless wings.
I got you. Well, here's what I will say. Because one thing, and I don't know if it's maybe our, I don't know if it's an OI thing or, but eating wings, like the fried wings, can be difficult sometimes. Like, like working around the bones and stuff. Not like ours, but the chicken's bone. What's that?
Yeah, I like boneless.
Well, see, but here's the thing. I do too. But these wings, I think because they were baked, the meat came off of the bones a lot easier. So they were way easier to eat.
Well, I think that might help.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't really think of that until you just said that, because I do like the boneless, you know, wings. But, and when I got these, I thought, well, they might be a little difficult to eat. But shout out to Jack's Pizza and Wings. By the way, Jack's Pizza and Wings should sponsor our podcast.
Are they in there down where you're at?
They're down in Atlanta. They should just, like, when you come visit, you know what I mean? They should just be like, cook us up. We'll do an advertisement and everything.
You got them delivered, though, right?
They did deliver through Grubhub.
Yo, it's crazy how many different ones that we kind of have to use to get foods, to get
that
different places.
Well, it's funny because I had to look through three different apps, and one of the places wouldn't deliver from Jack's, and another place just said they didn't have drivers available. And then I went to Grubhub, and they said, yeah, we got it. And it only took like an hour on Saturday night, which... The NBA All-Star game was here in Atlanta, and the city was packed all weekend.
Yeah, everyone in Atlanta.
I had to bring this story up for the intro, and then we'll move on. But this, I had to bring up food-related story. One time in Philadelphia, there was this place called, am I really going to forget the name of it? There was, I think it was like called Dockside or something like that, but it was this... There was this, like, really nice bar, brewery, live music venue place a couple blocks from my house, right? And I would go there maybe once a week, go watch football, whatever. So I go there on Sunday, sometimes by myself, sometimes with a other people, and I would go there. I'd get a half a dozen wings.
Whoa. Oh,
Six.
wait, that's
That's,
six.
yeah, six. So here's
I don't
one
know why
thing.
that. I don't know why they sounded like so many.
Hang on. It's funny what you just said. Because I'm shitting you not. One weekend I went there and I ordered, I said, half dozen hot wings. They said, okay. Bruh. Why did this person bring out like a pile of wings? And I was like, I thought it was a joke. And I'm like, what is this? And I think she said, two and a half, she goes, you said two and a half dozen wings.
Yeah.
That's 30 wings. I said, no. I said, half a dozen. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Like, ma'am, do you see? I'm not saying that we can't eat that much, but like, do you see me? Do I look like I would eat 2.5 dozen of wings at this point?
I feel like if
Guess
she
I'm
went
really
back,
going through it.
right, I'm really going through some things right now, and I'm gonna need the whole football game to watch or to eat these. But I wonder if the people in the kitchen, I feel like that's the thing where the server said, that one guy that's here every weekend, yeah, the little short dude, he's at table, whatever, 24, and he just ordered 2.5 dozen wings, and everybody from the kitchen, like, you know what I'm saying? They look out the door to see, like, that guy right? Yeah.
So what happened? What did you do?
I just said I did not order because it's not what I said. I think I offered to pay for it because I think I did just to, I don't know why I would, because maybe she just misheard me. But they ended up not charging me. They gave me my half dozen. I just hope they gave the other 2 dozen to, somebody else. I don't want them to waste some shit. Who knows? Maybe they're still sitting there at the restaurant.
Exactly. All right, they're still eating them to this day.
Right to this day, they're like, "Don't touch those. Those are the little guy's wings right there."
Wait.
We think he moved to Atlanta. Yo, and yo, it's Simon Hilla.
NSJ.
It's the Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast brought to you via Zoom and via the Anchor app. Go to, see, getting tongue-tied already. Go to
Thanks.
anchor.fm to download the desktop app, or you can go search Anchor on the App Store on your phone. You can get the app. You can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, which will be
Yep.
handed to you upon birth. But you can do all that by yourself now. Who produces this podcast?
Just Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. And today, we are going to have a guest. We're going to have the first winner of our new March Madness contest we started on our Instagram Live. Before we get into other things, I wanted to get your thoughts on our first week of the March Madness, and then we'll break it down for everybody again so they know what it is. So, what did you
Oh,
think about week one?
it was great. It went really well. And I'm ready to see people bring their A game next week. Well, this upcoming week, honestly. Yeah, I'm ready to see people bring their A game this upcoming week. And I think it went well. It was fun. We had, five people submit, which is pretty cool, honestly. So we only take up to 8 people. So next
And I
week, I mean,
think,
this upcoming week, I'm looking forward to seeing who's gonna get down on it.
yeah, I'm with you on that. The competition was pretty good last week. And you never quite knew what was going to happen. And just so everybody can be caught up out there, if you didn't catch it or you didn't catch our podcast last week, basically what we have going on is we're doing a contest over the 4 weeks of March, where we are allowing up to eight people to submit songs, which we do anyway. But this time, these are all paid reviews, and we not only review the song, but we score it. So, me, Mini Producer, and Pamela, we all rate the song on a scale of 1 to 10. We add up those scores, and at the end of it's typically an hour. At the end of the hour, we figure out who has the top score, and that person wins for the week, going automatically to a Final Four round, which will happen the first week of April. And the winner is going to get a free, well, technically free, an exclusive beat produced by me and Mini Producer, and we're gonna
Yeah, which is
release that
crazy.
joint. Yeah, so, but yeah, really good turnout for the first week, and we're actually gonna have last week's winner on here today, and we will introduce him when he pops in. I was really impressed because, and we'll talk more about him when he comes in here, but I think that was one of the surprises about last week was it's like when you the first people get you know, or when the first couple of contestants got in there, you start scoring them, but you're like, I don't know, because something better might, you know what I mean? Like, someone better might pop in here and blow us away. So it's really hard to kind of score in the beginning, but once you know what you're up against, and then you really have something where you're like, oh shit, like that's the person's beat right there. So, and I think this person was kind of a latecomer in the hour, I think.
Yeah, I
Weren't they
think
like
so. I
kind of like 2/3 of the way?
Yeah, he was a latecomer, so it was great. Okay. You know, but I think
Yeah.
that's what's great about this competition anyways, it was very close at some points, and then undeniably so, that patient won.
Remember, there was like a half a point difference between the top two,
Yes.
and I think this guy beat him out by like 5 points though, or something. Like he really came on super heavy with his song, so that's dope. So we will talk to him a little bit later in this podcast.
No, it was only a half a point. It was a half a point difference.
Also, he
So
won by half a point.
this winner, yes, this guy won by half a point.
Excuse me. Wow.
So that's pretty
Damn.
cool.
Okay. Closer than I thought. So, important topic at hand today. Today is International Women's Day.
Women's Day. Yep.
Right. So, I was wondering, like, isn't the word international kind of not necessary? Because I know it means women all over the world, so why can't it just be Women's Day? Like, you know, just call it Earth Women's Day,
Earth,
as
I don't
opposed to
know.
like, you know, Jupiter Women Day. So,
I just say it's just because it's a global holiday.
but okay, well, interesting.
That's why
I mean,
they.
it makes sense.
That's why they.
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense, if that
Yeah, I
makes
mean,
sense.
some people call it Women's Day, some people call it International Women's Day. Just depends. But it looks like it just is because it says it's global.
I think that women are great. I'm not saying that as some like big prophecy. I mean, they're just, you know, that's just how I've always thought. I've always favored women over men pretty much my whole life. I don't know where that comes from. But I definitely show favor to women. If you put me in a room full of, you know, say a 50-50 crowd, I'm probably gonna end up hanging out with the women. That's just how I am. Anyway,
No, that makes sense. I think women agree.
so I wonder if we should, I mean, there needs to be more, this needs to be more holiday-fied, I think. Like, you know,
What would
like
you find?
Valentine's Day is like more of a thing where there's like rituals or some sort of, do you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
something you do, like this International Women's Day. Oh, we always do this. Like, I wonder what, I mean, how you can always compliment, you know, a woman. You can, you know, how do you feel about gifts or experiences as gifts? I mean, like, just say if you had, what would be your
Like going
ideal
on a
gift?
trip.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, would you prefer that? I mean, obviously we have restrictions as far as traveling and whatnot, but would you prefer to get either, you know, say something for Pamela or for your mom, like for International Women's Day, an experience? Do you think those things are cooler, or maybe like a thing? Do you know what I mean? Do you have a preference?
Not really. I just do whatever comes to mind. I mean, honestly, right now I wouldn't do an experience, like a trip or
Right.
something because of COVID.
Right.
But
You'd be like,
I
wow,
mean,
thanks. I can't use this right now.
like a gift card is cool for like a restaurant or like Amazon or like an actual gift that you know they would like. But I guess it just depends on you. I don't think people care that much, to be honest. As long as they get something
Got
that
you.
they know like means something like to them, because if you get them something you know they don't like, then it's kind of like, well, you really know me. But you
Yeah.
know, some people like stuff, you know, like some people want to get stuff instead of
Right.
trips. Like they'd be mad if you said, oh, we're gonna go to Hawaii. They'd be like, no, I wanted a freaking car. And you're like, oh. But
Right.
I don't feel like I could date someone like that, because one thing I like about Pamela is that she doesn't really care regardless. Like it could be, as long as it's something that you know came from my heart, she accepts things that I give her. So if we went on a trip, she'd probably be actually really happy about it because she does want to travel. But if someone like completely like roasted me because I got them a trip, they're just probably not the right person to be with. I mean, you know, but
Right.
I don't know. I guess it just depends on you. But for myself, I guess I typically get people things. I don't really get them experience-based gifts.
I got you. Well, I think in
What about
everybody
you?
is different. I've actually kind of changed my perspective on
You give
this.
experience ever since that conversation that you had. Wait, isn't don't you have a friend who doesn't get her nieces and nephews or something like that gifts? She has experiences with them.
That is one other thing that did influence me. But this is way before that is, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Well, let me ask you this too. So even in gift giving, would you rather get something for someone that they would get for themselves if they could? Or would you get them something totally unexpected? Do you know what I mean? So say a Pamela had been wanting this pair of shoes for a long time, and she never just didn't really go get them or whatever. But then you saw this other thing that you thought she would like because you know her really well. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to put you on the spot because I'm curious. It's like that's always a dilemma for me. It's like, would you get
No,
something for someone they would get? Are you hearing all
what's in the
this?
background?
Somebody's car alarm going off in the parking deck. Can make a beat
I
to it.
don't. I think I'd. Personally, if I know you want something that you haven't gotten, I'm gonna just get you that. I mean, typically, because it's a lot easier for me. Not that I don't like to think of stuff, I just have a hard time with that, and I don't want to overthink it. So, if I know that there's
Got
something
you.
that wanted to get that you didn't get, then I'm probably just gonna get it for you. But I know for Valentine's Day, I got Pamela stuff that she didn't ask for. So that worked out. So yeah. It really just depends.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I mean, I'm for whatever. Like, I'll get you an experience gift. I'll get you a gift you wanted, a gift you didn't know you were gonna get. I mean, a gift will be given.
Right, it's just, yeah, I got you. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. This is a variety type. I dig that. But yeah, I've had a couple of friends kind of influence me on that, where right. It's you, because think about it, like, if you had the means to, like, you know, say it was your birthday. Well, wait, perfect example, my birthday a few years ago, when we went bowling.
Right, we went bowling. That was
like,
fun.
That meant a lot more to me than, like, I bought an Apple Watch for myself that birthday.
Yeah, but you got money, so, I mean, no offense, you got the means to buy what you really want for yourself. I mean, not, like, crazy money, but, like, it's kind of hard to buy you gifts. Because if you do buy you a gift, it's not like you couldn't get yourself an Apple Watch, as you just mentioned. So I feel like bowling experience, no, that's fun. Because it's not something that someone's typically going to give you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
So, well, not that you don't appreciate the gifts you do get from others. I'm just saying, like, you know, when you have the means to get something for yourself, I think it's probably cooler to do something that's experience-based.
Well, here's the thing about that. So with the Apple Watch for the birthday, I actually was able to buy it because of birthday gifts. You know, as a friend.
You got a card, a gift card, right?
I got a gift card and a check. I think one of my friends gave me a check. So like, I know you need a new Apple Watch, so they donated to the cause. But you know, taking that out of the equation, hanging out with you and all my other friends and like,
yeah, cool. And we had Keelan Pie.
We did have Keelan Pie. Right. But we had a really good time hanging out together.
And food, and it was good.
Oh, yeah. Did we have, like, wings and pizza?
Pizza, yeah. And I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, yeah. No, we ate good.
Yeah, it was.
So things like that tend to last longer in a weird way. You know what I mean? Because we're still talking about how fun it was and how cool it was with the experience. So,
yeah.
Also things like...
A lot of gifts that I get, I probably don't even use.
Well, I mean, and that's why I brought it up, because not only do we get gifts that we don't... Mm-hmm. I don't want to say they don't mean anything, but we get things and then they're like, okay, well, I haven't used that in years, or I haven't seen that. I don't know where I put that. You know, unless it's something you use all the time, I think like you said, if people know you know, Malia bought me a coffee or a teacup probably, I don't know, 7 years ago, and I still use that thing. You know what I mean? Like, and it's special to me. Like, I don't want to use another one. So,
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. But International Women's Day, everybody out there, go tell your mom you love them, tell your girlfriend, your aunt, your sister, your doctor, your lawyer, your astronaut friend, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just tell the women in your life, because some people don't have moms or girlfriends. I guess we could just say, tell
myself,
the women.
Yes, that's me, yes.
Yeah, I guess you could just say, tell the women in your life, because we don't want to attach you a label where you're like, oh, I don't have a mom. Who do I tell? Like, just tell the women in your life, happy
that's
International Women's Day.
And Cash App your favorite woman in your life. Yes. Buy her a coffee or something, or a donut. She'll appreciate it.
Thanks.
But I think it'd be cool to attach. Well, I guess you couldn't, because I think if we... maybe that's why we haven't attached any sort of like ritual to International Women's Day. Because I think just like everybody else, what would a gift be for International Women's Day, you know what I mean? Like,
I just think it's interesting because, like, women kind of have a lot of holidays. International Women's Day, Valentine's Day, their birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, any holiday, honestly, which is a good thing. I'm just saying, like, from the standpoint of their, I feel like it would be a lot, a hard time to figure out what gifts to get on this day specifically, because there's probably another holiday around the corner coming up that we'll celebrate with women. So
I got an idea.
Which is good. I think women should be celebrated.
Oh, but see, here's the thing. I'm not saying this to kiss any ass. These are my true feelings. Women should be celebrated every damn day. They're like one of the greatest things out there. Like, for real, for real. Yeah. So,
I agree.
Anyway, I'm excited to move on because we got a guest that just popped up and I'm about to bring him in. So you about ready to bring him in here?
Oh yeah.
Getting this. I'm bringing him in. Here we
He's
go.
In here.
Here we go. Bringing him in now. All right, here we are with the man himself, Wicked J. Now, is it Wicked J 303? Is it Wicked J? Do we call you by your real name? I'm not trying to bust you out on a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, J is fine, or Wicked J. 303 is just so, like, you know, people can distinguish me on the platforms and stuff.
I get you. Yeah.
It's just for the trademark, but yeah.
That's one of the things about getting an Instagram name or a Twitter name. You know, like, if you don't have a super unique, you know, I don't mean it that as a diss. I'm just saying, like, if you have even a, like, Wicked J, there's like, there could be 20 of those out there for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't claim,
there's
you don't
a wrestler
claim it early.
It's like a.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a juggle wrestler or something by the name of that. But I guess he like passed away. So. Yeah,
damn.
But
no. Damn. Rest in peace.
I put the 303 on the end. Yeah.
Is that like a? I thought it maybe was an area code or something.
Yeah, it's a Denver's area code.
That's what I was about to ask. Okay, so let's start there. You're from Denver. I have some friends in Denver. I've never been there myself, believe it or not. So can you give us the quick rundown? Give us the quick Wicked J bio. Like, where are you from? How long have you been making music? You know, give us the long, short story.
All right. Well, I go by John Rubio. It's like my actual name. I am first generation Mexican American. My parents are from Mexico. They grew up in LA and then moved here. I was born here in Denver. And my dad would like playing like worship teams at church, you know. He's like very religious, you know, he really liked music. So growing up, I kind of like, you know, I would play instruments and started picking up from my dad. And then when I got older, he got into hip hop and started rapping and just producing beats and stuff. And once I got out of high school, I went to college for a little bit just to learn like basic music theory. And I took like some drum lessons and some piano lessons, and also play guitar and stuff. So just been kind of planning this out, you know. And then I ended up dropping out and started just making beats and really taking this like rap career serious. So now I'm here now, and you know, I feel like I'm about to drop a banger on the radio. Like, I got a lot of people, you know, on my back and just tell me like, hey man, you got to do it, bro. And so, you know, appreciate you guys having me, man. It's a, you know, it's a blessing for sure, man. Thank you guys.
Oh man, thank you. Cause we,
yeah, thanks.
Let me ask this before we move further. So you technically go by John Rubio then, right? Is that what did you go by?
Yeah, that's like my real name. Yeah, that's okay. Like my actual name, you know?
Okay. Well, because I was, I always want to know, because sometimes I'm always like, is it a screen name? Do you prefer your real name? Do you care? You know, everybody's got an alias. You know what I mean? I think everybody's, even everybody's grandma has an alias now, you know? So I wanted to say this. I did some research today. On you, not in a creepy way. Just went through your Instagram feed. Well, I wanted to know a little bit about you and like where, you know, any of us might connect. And one of the first things I saw that caught my attention was that you posted a Lao Tzu quote. And I
oh yeah,
I am heavily into philosophy. It's, in fact, I co-host a podcast where we talk philosophy. And so I saw Lao Tzu post or quote, and I was like, okay, I like this guy already. And I'm going to be lying if I say exactly what the quote was, but I think a lot of it was about detachment and also not claiming ownership, you know, of accomplishments. I think it was not basically not bragging or things like that. So immediately you got me. And then you really got me with another post with a picture of two monks buying sneakers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So yep. I was like, okay, now he's really got me because he's philosophizing, but, you know, you gotta have fashion, you know, so, which is me down to a T, because I wear all black most of the time, you know, but everybody's got their identifying things. The only thing I like spending money on is shoes. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not worried about a, you know, whatever brand t-shirt or whatever, but shoes gotta be on point, you know, most of the time. And Jay, and I'm speaking to MPJ here. See, that's gonna get confusing. So MP, I saw a post of Wicked Jay on Instagram playing guitar. This dude plays guitar. And little did we know that when we heard what we heard last week.
So, oh, yo, that's dope. I love guitar.
It is, yeah, you gotta go check the Instagram page out. And this brings me to something I wanted to suggest to you as a producer, as a friend. You need to really explore that with your music, and maybe you have already, and we haven't heard it. But man, I think, honestly, I think if you integrate that in some way in your music, you'll be super unique. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I've been thinking about it, man. I started making like Post Malone did some kind of guitar stuff, kind of like emo trap stuff. And so I was getting a little bit into that. And then so I really like Mexican, like rancheros and different kind of, you know, like Latino music. So I've been trying to just incorporate it. Also love metal. So I've been kind of just trying to figure out my niche, you know, and where I can blend these things in. And I've made a couple beats with guitar. I haven't released yet. I'm still in the works with them. But most definitely, man. I mean, I might as well, you know, it's like another tool in my belt I can use. And I think you're right. I think something I definitely need to dive into.
You know, it would be sick. I'm just going to say it here on our podcast is that I think what y'all should try, I think that you and MP should link up and MP have John play some guitar stuff and y'all collab on a beat with that. That would be so sick. Y'all need to try it. Try it once for me. And
yeah,
if it goes horribly wrong.
I'm down, bro. Like, yeah.
I'll
send you some stems.
Yeah, that'd be cool. What I'm saying. You can send it too.
I think that would be dope. I wanted to bring up something else, and I hope it's not too sensitive of a subject, but I thought it was very sweet. And we were just talking about today is International Women's Day, and I saw a post that you put up. As you can tell, I really went through your Instagram feed. A post about your grandmother who had passed, and you had a mariachi band, like, I guess her favorite band, playing at the gravesite, right?
Yeah. It was, I don't know the name of the band. I never knew their name, you know, but, like, they're, we used to have them at our family parties all the time, like, growing up, okay. You know, so... So, like, it was nice to see them again. You know, it was, it's been a trip, man. This COVID has been crazy, man. And then, you know, God bless your soul. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's crazy, bro. You know, you never know, man.
That, That is true, but the reason I bring it up, I was very close to my grandmother. My grandmother raised me, basically, so I know that connection. So music was important in her life, I'm sure, you know, and you said you got a lot of your musical exposure through the church.
Yeah, my dad, even at the house, like, my dad used to have a drum set and a piano. He'd have, like, all these guitars, and his mom is actually that, my grandma that passed away, you know, and okay. She loved music, and, like, I would kind of, you know, like, this last year, I was hanging out with her more, you know. I would show her my music, you know. I would just stay up late, like, 3 a.m, just, you know, talking. And she would say that she really liked music, you know, and that her husband, my grandpa, used to play guitar and used to love singing, you know. So the thing is just kind of like runs in the family.
Yeah. No, I get that. Same here. What, I'm trying to think, like, well, there's so many questions I could ask you now. How long have you were you born in the States?
Yeah, he said that he was born.
Yeah, he said you were born. Okay. So what do you feel like musically? What do you feel like you might be stuck in a lane as far as like stylistically, musically, or do you feel open, like you could kind of do anything? So what I'm asking is, the song that you sent us last week that basically got you through to the final round of the contest, is that typical of your style? Or how would you describe your style? Like, you know, are you confined to one?
Well, I think, you know, that's kind of my niche, man. Like, that's the first, like, reggaeton song I've ever made, you know. I like,
that's wild.
Like, my niche is kind of to be a master. Like, you know, people say a jack of all trades, but a master of none. You know, I kind of try to master each style. And then, you know, like, every song is different. You know, I have some, like, Chicano, like, new trap stuff. I can do some hip-hop, like, boom bap. I can, you know, like, Midwest chopper shit. Like, I can kind of do everything, you know. So, like, my style, I would say, is like very versatile. You know, I don't like to do the same formula. It's kind of like cooking, you know. Like, every dish is different. You know, every dish, like every song, I feel is different. I add different spices. Maybe some are a little similar, but I guess that's it. My style is like very versatile, and mm-hmm. I love like all types of music. So I get that from just a lot of influences and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I kind of gathered when I was going through your Instagram feed. And also, like I said, when I came across that, the first, whatever post I encountered where you were playing guitar, and I didn't really know what you were about to bust out, you know, but of course I saw the style of the guitar itself. It's so bad that you can tell. But if you break out an Ibanez or something like that, you go, oh, it's going to be like some rock type stuff, you know. I was not disappointed. But I like that, you know, and not that you're asking, but, you know, and I, you know, even with Mini Producer here, I've always said, you know, do all those things you think you can do stylistically. I mean, MP, what would you say? Like, I mean, because we talk about being versatile all the time, right?
Yeah, I think it's important just to kind of find, you know, I mean, if you don't try, you're not going to know what you might be good at. I mean, I know for myself, as far as producing, I've been doing different styles and some of them hit and some of them don't. But, you know, I have noticed that being more diverse has led to more opportunities than sticking in one lane. And people have a misconception of, like, if you are diverse, that you can't have your own sound, which I don't think is true, because even though I have been doing different styles, I still have my own sound, because you can still you can still tell it's my beat, because the way that I do things is just, I typically do them in most of my beats anyway, but it just might be a different genre. But like, even Simon, he could tell it, oh yeah, that's a mini producer beat, because it is different components, even if it's a completely different, even if it's a completely different genre. So I think you can still be diverse and have your own sound at the same time.
But and that's kind of why I was bringing it up, because, you know, Jay, if you're able to play guitar, if you're influenced by all these different styles of music, man, me as a producer, when I was very young, maybe 22, 23, I had mentors telling me, like, hey, if you think you can do it, man, try it. And one thing, you know, this isn't like the Get Advice from Simon and Mini Producer podcast, you know, but just as a suggestion from, you know, me to you as a friend, is that, you know, if you have all these abilities, you might be able to offer a lot, not just to yourself, but to other people. Because I think this is you have a very niche kind of angle on music. Do you know what I mean? Bruh, you know what I want to hear, actually? You know what I want to hear? I'll say this as a producer, and I'll say it in public. I'm saying it right now in public. If this fails, I'll take the credit for it. I'll take the downfall for it. Is I want to hear a Latin trap song, but with rock guitar in it. Oh, yo, like,
okay.
Do you know? Look. It may appear weird in our heads, but I'm that type of person where I'm like, let me hear it first. Like, maybe try it, and somebody be like, yo, wait a minute, that's kind of sick. Like, I'm just saying.
Man, that's a good idea, man.
I'm just saying, and here's the thing, here's why I say this. Because I had this prediction going on, and I said it on Instagram, so maybe it'll become true. I have a prediction that rock music of some kind is going to make a comeback. And the reason is, people have been locked down, depending on where you are, for over a year. People are frustrated. They want to get out. They want to get energy out. They just want to get out and get all this pent up frustration out. And I think music is going to allow that. And I think it's going to be, I think there's going to be happy, and you can still be happy music or, you know, whatever, but I think there's going to be some aggressive music out there as well, because people want to let it out through the music and not, like, you know, punching their furniture or whatever they're doing. I don't know. Maybe
that's a good idea, man.
Just saying, it would be worth a try.
I'm gonna look into that, actually, man.
I could definitely
bench sevenfold leads or something.
I like how you think, and the thing is too, I have your email now, so I can bug you about it, which I'm good at, and I will bug you about it and be like, yo, come on, let's look. I want to hear this song. So what have you released? I mean, I saw on iTunes there were at least two singles. By the way, this is not a contest. You might be newly releasing your music. How much music have you put out? How much music are you working on? Like, you know, what are you currently doing musically?
Well, right now, I'm just mainly focusing on releasing consistently, you know?
Okay.
Bad SoundCloud for years. I used to just put, you know, I just say it's more of an experiment, you know? And then one day I was like, well, I'm going to try to really start doing this. So I had two tracks out last year. And then this year I got a bunch lined up. Like, I've been in the studio for about a year now, just knocking out tracks. Shout out to my engineer, Deuce. He's a really dope DJ producer as well. And he's kind of been helping me, just like, yeah, man, you know, just release tracks consistently, get some visuals. And so just working right now, I'm actually doing the music video for that reggaeton song. And then I have another one I'm working on. It's called Grind and Shine. So, yeah, I mean, pretty like within the next few months, I'm really just trying to just start, you know, scheduling songs to be released and get them on Spotify placements, you know, YouTube playlists, everything like that. And, yeah, man, I'm excited, definitely. It's definitely all new to me still, but, you know, just like, I feel like now is the time to do it. Everybody, you know, locked down, I feel like everything took pause for a little bit. So,
I think there was this, you know, there's two things that can happen, you know, when we're all kind of confined to our spaces is, you know, you can, I can, by the way, I think they can both be productive. Either you can sit back and regroup and really rethink and plan and plot. And then there's also the move of, you know, hey, you know, while the world's sitting still, you keep that momentum going. And then when it does, you know, start kicking up again, you're already 10 steps ahead of everybody. So I like that. And I think a lot of artists can learn from that, you know, is to work on your craft and kind of refine it. So when things are back to a more normal scenario, you could just go out there and do your thing and show them what you've been doing. I think it's great. Nothing makes me more happy than an artist that's really busting their ass, whether I'm working with them or not. You know, it's always good to see, you know, especially younger artists, you know, putting the work in. Because it always, you know, many producers and I talk about this all the time too, and a lot of times it's, even if you don't see it, I'm sure you see progress, but sometimes you don't see it right away until you look back. I'm sure if you look back a year ago and now and where you are now, you probably accomplished quite a bit and progressed, you know. So hopefully that makes sense to you. So
yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So what are your aspirations? Like what do you see in the future? I mean, you don't have to give us like dream scenarios unless you want to. You know, how do you, you know, are you seem to be a very, you seem very capable of manifesting, which I'm very big on. It's, you know, it's easy to envision it. It's another thing to take the steps to make it a reality. So what do you see for yourself? You can project out as far as you want. Like, it could be next month, next year, next 10 years. What do you see for yourself?
Well, I think I have to say, you know, it's just kind of like really breaking mainstream, you know, and having my own style. You know, like hip-hop scene's pretty, I would say, very conservative, and like everybody's competing with each other, you know, but in more of like a bad sense where, like, you know, you have to pay to play shows, and like promoters are using that money to go get like, you know, a collab from some famous artist, you know, and then they're like, oh yeah, you know, like we're gonna book these artists out here, you know, and then to like, you know, a lot of Denver rappers are big somewhat, you know, they're making a living off of what they do, you know, but my goals and aspirations is to go even more than that, you know. I really want to take my music around the world, and you know, especially like in the mainstream, like and break through that. You know, it's like, it's different, you know, like I feel like I always had like a, just a different view of music in general that I can share and you know, that's what I want to do, like travel, you know, different cities, different states, different countries, and, you know, show my music, you know, if I can help somebody in any way, like save somebody's life or something, you know, like, then I did my job. That's pretty much what I see is like, you know, balling, bro. Like, always wanted, you know, to have like a big ass house, you know, nice cars, you know, but mostly just have wealth enough to sustain for my grandchildren, or like, you know, just kind of build like a kingdom, almost just like thinking, you know.
That's it. I gotta admit, awesome. That was a much doper answer than I even expected. Because, you know, I think, you know, and I'll keep this brief because we gotta close it out for the day, but, you know, there's always this byproduct of, because I've done a lot of interviews, and I always tell people a lot of times I'm selfish by nature, because people are like, why do you want to be a producer? Do you want to inspire people? And I was like, no, I like making records. Like, I like making records. This is for me. But I also know the byproduct of it is, you know, somebody might see you doing something. You know, in MP's case, you know, MP, somebody might see you making beats and be like, damn, I could do that. Like, that's dope. And like, you know, and whoever, they can see any of us and say, whatever you're doing is inspiring them. Or a song can change a life. It can save a life. You know, it can do all these things. So these are the great byproducts of what we do. So I really like that answer. That was beautiful.
That was great.
It was. So we're gonna close out the podcast. And what we normally do, and we'll start off with you, is that we ask everyone how people can get a hold of you if they want to hear your music, if they want to follow you online. Where can they reach you at?
You guys can reach me at IG. Just look up Wicked J, the letter. It's no space. And 303, you can find me on IG. You can find me on Facebook. You can YouTube me. You can find me on Spotify, Apple, pretty much all platforms. I only have 2 tracks out right now. Me and Mitz are working on a dope video that's about to come out. You know, so just keep in touch with me. You know, let me know. You can find all my info on there if you guys want to email me, or you know, if anyone wants to do a collab or anything, you know, just you'll find all my information. IG for sure, I usually use it. So yeah, man, thank you guys.
Oh, no doubt. But I'm gonna throw it to MP. Where can people find you at?
Oh, you can find me at Mini Producer on all platforms, Mini Producer Official on TikTok, and my website is miniproducer.com, where you can check out my beats. And I'm on Twitch on Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then, of course, y'all know Simon and I, we do our live reviews at 7 p.m. But this month is special because we're doing our March Madness live review. So that's still at 7 p.m., but it's paid submissions only. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. And Simon, you.
Yes. Well, they can find me, Simon Illa, everywhere. S-I-M-O-N-I-L-L-A. Find me everywhere, from TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Black Planet, Pornhub. I'm always bullshit about that Pornhub. Okay, I was bringing that up. I'm always waiting for people to try it to see what shows up. Anyway, but you can catch me on Instagram Live every Wednesday and Sunday night at 10 p.m. And, of course, our March Madness thingy we got going on. So, but once again, this podcast brought to you via the Zoom app, also via the Anchor app, and you go to anchor.fm. You go to the app for your computer or your phone, and you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, which will be handed to you upon birth with your social security number now. Everybody's getting a podcast. That's right, damn it. And nobody will listen to any of them eventually. Anyway, so I don't get to do this too often, but I always say, you know, thanks for, you know, everybody for listening, and, you know, on behalf of myself, Mini Producer, and Mr. John Rubio, a.k.a. Wicked J, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it, and congrats on winning our first week of our first contest. I want to see you smoke it in the finals. I can't play favorites. I can't play favorites, but I hope you smoke it. So...
Yep. I'll bring something.
And remember, it'll have to be a different song.
Yes, right.
Yeah, all right. All right.
He ain't worried. All right, y'all. Anyway, we'll catch y'all next week, and thanks for listening. All right, y'all. Peace.
Thank you. Peace.
Yeah, thank you.